shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Pastor Janie Owens inviting you to tune in to a life-receiving word every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM. Join me and be blessed by God's word.
Are you concerned with unemployment? That college students are unable to find work? That middle-aged people are being laid off and their pension funds challenged? One solution is to become an entrepreneur, to own your own business. Richard Leap, an entrepreneurial consultant, is able to guide and advise one who is interested in starting their own business. An informational meeting will be held at 7:30 p.m. February 15th at the Palm City Recreational Center, located at 2701 Cornell Avenue in Palm City, located at the foot of the Palm City Bridge. This is not a business opportunity or a multi-level marketing program. This meeting is an informational meeting for one who is interested in getting the help and guidance needed in starting their own business. For more information, Richard Leap is available at 772-341-7741. That's 772-341-7741.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Dropped, but not forgotten. You can write it down if you want to. We have a few scriptures we're going to look at. The first one is in Hebrews chapter 8, beginning in verse 6. Hebrews 8, verse 6. "But now he has obtained," the he they're talking about there is Jesus Christ. It says, "But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant." Somebody say better covenant.
Better covenant.
"Which was established on better promises." Touch somebody and say, "It's a better promise." Go ahead and look into the Old Testament in 1 Samuel chapter 20. Remember what we just read? Better covenant with better promises. Jesus has given us a better covenant with better promises. 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 12. "Then Jonathan said to David, 'The Lord God of Israel is witness. When I have sounded out my father sometime tomorrow or the third day, and indeed there is a good toward David, and I do not send to you and tell you, may the Lord do so and much more to Jonathan. But if it pleases my father to do you evil, then I will report it to you and send you away, that you may go in safety. And the Lord be with you as he has been with my father. And you shall not only show me the kindness of the Lord while I still live, that I may not die, but you shall not cut off your kindness from my house forever. No, not when the Lord has cut off every one of the enemies of David from the face of the earth.' So Jonathan made a covenant," somebody say covenant,
"covenant,
with the house of David, saying, 'Let the Lord require it, at the hand of David's enemies.' Now Jonathan again caused David to vow, because he loved him, for he loved him as he loved his own soul." Now if you would turn to 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 1. "When Saul's son heard that Abner had died in Hebron, he lost heart, and all Israel was troubled. Now Saul's son had two men who were captains of troops. The name of one was Baanah, and the name of the other was Rechab, the sons of Rimmon, the Beerothite, of the children of Benjamin. For Beeroth also was part of Benjamin." Jump down to verse 4. "Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son who was lame in his feet. He was 5 years old when the news about Saul and Jonathan came from Jezreel, and his nurse took him up and fled. And it happened as she made haste to flee that he fell and became lame. His name was, y'all ready for this one? Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth. Now, one more scripture. Just stay with me. Look in chapter 9, verse 1. Chapter 9, verse 1. Chapter 9, verse 1. Now, David said, "Is there still anyone who is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba. So when they had called him to David, the king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" He said, "At your service." Then the king said, "Is there not still someone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God?" And Ziba said to the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan who is lame in his feet." So the king said to him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said to the king, "Indeed, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel, in Lodibar." Then King David sent and brought him out of the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel, from Lodibar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, had come to David, he fell on his face, prostrated himself. Then David said, "Mephibosheth." And he answered, "Here is your servant." So David said to him, "Do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan your father's sake, and will restore to you all the land of Saul your grandfather, and you shall eat bread at my table continually." Then he bowed himself and said, "What is your servant that you should look upon such a dead dog as I?" And the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, "I have given to your master's son all that belonged to Saul and to all his house. You therefore and your sons and your servants shall work the land for him, and you shall bring in the harvest, that your master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's son, shall eat bread at my table always." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then Ziba said to the king, "According to all that my lord the king has commanded his servant, so will your servant do. As for Mephibosheth," said the king, "he shall eat at my table like one of the king's sons." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for the ability to preach and teach. I thank you for the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I thank you for entrance to every man and woman's heart this morning. Father, let me walk the corridors of every believer's heart this morning with truth, with revelation, with understanding. Lord, I thank you, God, for that revelation, God, that brings us into a deeper walk with you. Lord, I declare that your word is true today. I declare that it changes us from the inside out and that there is nobody like you. And we love you, Jesus. If you believe that this morning, say amen. Amen. Dropped but not forgotten. Say that with me. Dropped but not forgotten. You know, I believe the Holy Spirit's working in our church today to establish truth in our hearts so that we can become firmly established as overcomers, not just in our homes, not just in our families, but be established as overcomers in the community so that we can really live the example of what it means to have an abundant life. The writer of Hebrews declares that we have a better covenant. It's established upon better promises. How many of you realize today that means there's hope for everybody in this room? There's not one person in this room that can go without the promise of the hope that God gives us. Amen? Ephesians 1:11 says this in the Message Bible. "He had his eye on us, designing us for glorious living." You've been designed for glorious living. Amen? How many of you are glad this morning you've been designed for glorious living? You haven't been designed for cheap living. You haven't been designed for low living. You haven't been designed for broke living. You've been designed for glory. That's good news. Touch somebody and say, "That's good news." Amen. Hallelujah. God has designed us for glorious living, fulfilling and working His purposes in our life, working through us, working in us. I believe it's important for us as believers to realize that we've been designed to live at a level that's above what we have in us, above what we can do on our own, above the natural, but to live in a supernatural state. Amen. We've been designed to fulfill the purposes for which we were created. And that's especially important when you're talking to the church, because how many realize none of us are here today because of our great pedigree? The reality today is that most everybody that's hearing my voice in some way or in another way is dysfunctional. Come on, you don't have to admit it. Your wife already told us. And the sooner that we all realize that all of us have a cabbage head nature and we don't always get it right and we continue to fall and we continue to make mistakes and we continue to have blunders, the quicker we're going to realize that we've been invited to the house and we've been invited to come sit at our Father's table. Amen? The Bible says that Jesus said, go into the highways, get the lame, the blind, the poor, the beggars, and bring them in my house that my house might be full. You say, well, I don't know if I want to associate with them kind of people. Well, you are them people. Huh? Because he realized the people that realized that they had needs would be the same ones that would come to the table. I mean, you're going to come to the table if you're hungry. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5 says, he told Jeremiah before, he said, before you were born, I knew you. Do you realize what that means? That means that you and I were all born with destiny on the inside of us. You are not a mistake. You're not a mess up. You're not the product of somebody else's night of passion. You were born with destiny on the inside of you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Ray Bolt says this about David. He sings a song. It says, when others saw a shepherd boy, he saw a king. I mean, when God the Father looks at you, he don't see you in the state of mind that you live in. He sees an heir to the throne. He sees a prince or a princess. He sees royalty. Oh, some of y'all need to know that today. Some of y'all have been harder on yourself than you should be. I think I about lost half of you already. Is everybody all right? Am I helping anybody yet? It doesn't matter what you look like today. It's where you're headed. It's where you're going. It's what God's about to do in your life that's going to make a difference. It's not what you've been through. It's what's in the front. It's where you're headed. Amen? See, the enemy's not fighting over where you've been. The enemy's trying to keep you from where you're going. He don't care where you've been. If he can steal the seed of promise out of your life and make you believe that your life is hopeless, make you believe that you ain't got no future, make you believe this is all there is, make you believe that it's going by too fast, make you believe that you're just going to have to go ahead and start planning your funeral, then guess what? Then he'll destroy your faith, he'll paralyze your activity, and he'll cause you to become very lukewarm, he'll cause you to become indifferent. And how many know what I'm talking about this morning? Yeah. You'll get a I don't really care about anything kind of attitude. Just leave me alone, I don't want to have nothing to do with nobody. So the fight really in our life is not over where we've been, it's where we're going. You need to say, it's over. What's over is over, it's a done deal. Yesterday's gone. Paul McCartney had it wrong. Yesterday, it's over. Somebody say it's over. I'm not going to live in yesterday anymore. I'm not going to be there. I'm pressing towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. I've learned to cut loose what it is that holds me back. It ain't holding me back. And I've learned to lay hold of what's in front of me. Come on, somebody. How many realize this morning that when God gets ready to use you mightily, you're going to experience some opposition in your life. You're going to experience some difficulty. You're going to experience some struggle. Because the truth is, greatness is born in the furnace of affliction. It's what you go through that makes you who you are. And many times, it happens privately. Huh? Everybody don't know all the hell you're going through. Because you learn how to smile and grin and bear it. Come on now. How many of you are glad that when God gets ready to do surgery on you, just like at the hospital, he don't do it out in the middle of the waiting room where everybody can go, ha, 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 ha. Where all your troubles out there for everybody to see. They even tell you, how many know they even tell you when you get ready to go into the big surgery, they even tell you your family can't come in there. It's just you and the doctor and the nurse. When they cut you open and lay you bare, the family don't even see it. And when God gets ready to do some surgery in your life, many times his surgery and his operation on us happens in a very private dimension of our life so that people don't see what God's doing on the inside of us. That's why we feel so alone when it happens. That's why we feel like we're the only one going through what we're going through. When we're going through it. I just wish somebody knew. Have you ever said that? I just wish somebody knew how I felt. Am I talking to anybody in here today?
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
This is Tom Creighton, station manager of WCNO Radio. Most of you know that WCNO Radio is a listener-supported ministry. But do you know that much of our programming is made possible by corporate underwriting? Christian businessmen and women who sponsor this ministry monthly with a financial commitment that allows us to continue bringing you the music and message of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In return, we play sponsorship announcements that let the listeners know who our sponsors are, what they do, what products and services they provide, and if our listeners wish, how they may contact those sponsors. So if you're a Christian business person, why not join us as a partner in ministry today? For free, no obligation information on the corporate underwriting program, we're available at 772-221-1100. That number again, 772-221-1100.
All hail the light enthroned on high. His praise shall be our battle cry. He reigns victorious. He
once again under your name. Thinking of the ways we all have caused you shame. But we can find consolation in the things that you say. We are all bound in our hearts by a common thread. We look to you who made us one, to give us strength and bring our hearts back to where we begun. So together we hold all our hearts out to you, and we all can believe you know just what to do. Heal and forgive us, make us all just like new. Jesus, we hold our hearts out to you. Jesus, we hold our hearts out to you. Sometimes we forget what it is that brings us here. Sometimes we forget what it means to be sincere. And there are times we are bothered when we don't seem to feel. We all focus on the one who makes things real. We look around and we feel strong. We feel presence, then we know that this is where we belong. So together we hold all our hearts out. We hold our hearts out to you. Jesus, we hold our hearts out to you.
Did you hear the good news?